Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Yud Amin Aleph. We're holding four lines on the top on Yud Amin Aleph by the words Elei Kasha. So says the Gemara, Elei Kasha Kasha. The stira that Rabbi Yechna must have had is the following: that Beishame Oimra May Night Lanesa Eli Lekatziv LeBasser. Beishame says you can't use this Eli, which is a klisha malachte leisser, to cut up on it some meat on Yom Tov. Ubeisil Matirin. So Am Gavei Simchas Yom Tov Beishame Luchamru Beisil Lekula. You see, Beishame is machmer even at the expense of Simchas Yom Tov of cutting up the meat, and Beisil is meiko. Says the Gemara, Remini, Ashoichid Chayav Oif Beishame Vechulu, that Beishame allows you to shecht the Chay and Oif as long as you have a deck or not. And Beisil says, Luchatchila, you can't. So you see that Beishame is Meikol on Simchas Yom Tov, and Beisil is the one that's Machmir. So I'm Rabbi Yechna Muchlavis Ashita, switch the Shitas in the Mishnah by the Eli, that Beishame is the one who says that you could cut up the meat, and Beisil says that you can't. Says the Gemara Mimai, who says it's a stira? The Malayi, Ad Kan Lekan Rabbi Shame Hasem El Eicha Dika Deker Notz, Aval Eicha Delaka Deker Notz. Lo, maybe Beishame only said by the Mishnah Beizim and Aleph that it's mutter to do the shechita because you have a deker notz. So we held that there's no issues. If you don't have a deker notz and you have an issue, so you got to take care of it. You can't just be meikol because of Simchas Yom Tov. Beishame was never meikol on a potential issue because of Simchas Yom Tov, and that's why they said that when it comes to the Eli, Yutaka can't use it. And Beisil Inami, and also Ad Kan Lek Amir Beisil Olhacha Ela Hecha Dika Teres Kli Alav Avol Hasam Lai. Beisil was meikol by the Eli because Beisil held that it's a Kli Shem Lachte LeIsser, and you're always allowed to move a Kli Shem Lachte LeIsser LeTzarich Gufay if you have a use for it. Beisil wasn't meikol because of Simchas Yom Tov, even if you have something which is not related to Simchas Yom Tov, any sort of use that you have, you're allowed to use it because you're allowed to move a Kli Shem Lachte LeIsser LeTzarich Gufay. But by the Shechita case, so being that you have an issue, then maybe you're going to come to crumble up the dirt. So therefore, Beisil said that you're not allowed to do the shechita because you have an issue. So you got to be machmir. Not that Beisil said that you can be makel on issues because of Simchas Yom Tov. Elei kasha akasha. Rather, the seer is as follows. Now, Beishame Aimrim Einois Nesaar Lufnei Adarson V'lo Yagbienu Elem Ken Yeshlov Kazayis Basar. Two things. We'll discuss them more when we get to the Mishnah on Yud Aleph. But one is that you're not allowed to put the hides down in front of the people who are walking, that they'll trample on it. You want them to step on it because that will somehow preserve the leather. And also, you can't pick it up from the ground unless there's a kasayis of basar because it's a problem of muksa. Beisil says that no, you could do all of this and you could even pick it up off the ground. So I'm a gabi simchas yom tov beishamei luchumra. So you see that Beishama is Machmer on Simchas Yom Tov, and Beisil is Meiko. Or a minion on that, we have the stira from Beisil and Aleph that says, Ashoichid Chayev Oif B'Yom Tov V'Chulu. That Beishama is Meiko and says you could do the Shechita, and Beisil says you can't do the Shechita. And on that, I'm Rabbi Yechna Muchavus HaShita. The switch to Shita is about the R, that Beishama says you're allowed to pick it up off the ground, and Beisil says you're not allowed to. Says the Gemara Mimai, who says it's a stira? Demolahi. Ad kan lekan Rabbi Shama yasam elahecha dika deker notz, avahecha deker notz lai. Again, on Beizam and Aleph, Beishame wasn't meikul on any potential issue. He held that if you have a deker notz, so there's no issues. But over here, if you don't have a deker notz, or like over here by the R, where there's a problem of muksa, so then you have to be machmer. In Ami and also, Ad kan lekan Rabbi Beisil hacha el dechazi lemizgi lave, avahasam lai. Beisil, by the R, they weren't meikul because of Simchas Yom Tov. They were meikul because they held that R is in muksa. They held it something that could be used as a chair. You could sit on it. So that's why you could pick it up. Not because they were meikul on Simchas Yom Tov. And therefore, on Beizam and Aleph, where they do have a potential issue, there's of Katisha, so then they're takam achmir. You can't just be meikul because of Simchas Yom Tov. Says the Gemara Eli Akasha Akasha. This was the stira that Beishame Aimrim a misalkin as a treason biyomtiv. You can't take the shutters out of the window. The seller who wants to put his wares on the shutter, you're not allowed to take the shutter out of the window on yomtiv because Beishame says it's a problem of binyan and stira bekalim, and therefore you can't do that. So even for Simchas Yomtiv, you're not allowed to take the shutter out of the window. Beisil matir enaf laachzir. Beisil says it's mutter, and not only that, but he could even put the shutter back into the window, because if you don't allow him to take it out, he's never gonna, if you don't allow him to put it back in and to lock up his stuff, he's never gonna take it out. So what do you see from here? So you see that over here, Beishame was being machmer, and Beisil was being meikol. Or a mini, a sheikhid chayev oipi yomtiv. Again, the Mishnah beis of an aleph, where Beishameh allows you to do the shechita, and Beisol doesn't. So you see, Beishameh is meikol on simchas yomtiv, and Beisol is machmer. So Beishlom and Beishameh leikasha, hasam diika deker noats, hachal eker deker noats. Over there, there's a deker noats, so Beishameh says there was no issue. Not that he was meikol. Not that they were meikol because of simchas yomtiv. If you don't have a deker noats, then you have to be machmer. Ela Beisilul, a Beisilul Kasha. But says the Gemara, but we do have a steer in Beisilul, that Beisilul seems to be Machmir, at the expense of Simchas Yamtiv and Beisman Aleph, and Mekel, because of Simchas Yamtiv, when it comes to these window shutters. So, and so on that, I'm Rabbi Yechanan Mukhlaf Zashita. On that, Rabbi Yechanan says that you have to switch around the Shitas in the Mishnah by the window shutters, that it's Beis Hillel that says that you're not allowed to take the shutters out, and Beis Shammai says it's Mutter. Or some have the Girsa, that Dilma Lohi. Now, no, maybe there's no steer in Beis Hillel either. Ad kan like Amri Beis Hillel hacha ella mishum de'in binyan v'kelim v'in steer b'kelim. Maybe Beis Hillel was makel by the window shutters because they held that there's no binyan in steer b'kelim, so there's no issue. Avol hasam loy, but on the Mishnah Beis Hillel Aleph, where there is a potential issue of Katisha, so therefore Beis Hillel was machmer, and therefore there's no steer, there's no need to switch around the gear, so like Rabbi Yochanan said. Says the Mishnah Vayter. So the previous Mishnah we spoke about moving the ladder of the Shevach to the different windows, to another Shevach, to get some birds down that you could take the bird and shecht it and eat it on Yom Tev. So now, Beishame Oimrim, v'lo yitol, elam ken nanea mibayid yoim. You're not allowed to take the bird unless you physically designated it Erev Yom Tev. You picked it up and you said, this is the one I'm going to use. Beishame Oimrim, oimid v'oimir zevizani naitel. It's enough to verbally designate and say, that's the bird I'm going to eat tomorrow. Now, Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami, Machlekes bebricha b'shoina. Now, Machlekes is with regards to the first pair of babies, of baby doves that the mother dove lays, and eventually hatches. It's referring to these birds. Because by these birds, so normally speaking, a person would leave them by the mother bird in order to keep the mother bird company. If not, the mother bird might leave the sheivach, and he might lose out on the mother. So therefore, very often the owner would leave the bricha rishayna by the mother to keep her company. So now, it was specifically regarding the bricha rishayna that we have this machlekes, and Beis Shammai says you actually have to physically designate the bird. And the reason for that is the Beis Shammai savri gazrin and dilma asilam luchay. If you don't physically designate it, if you just say verbally, oh, I'm going to take that one, so maybe you're all talk. On Yom Tov, you're going to go there, you're going to pick it up, and you're going to start feeling guilty. Really, I'm going to take this bird away from its mother. So therefore, you have to show that no, you move it around and you show that no, I'm really taking it, I mean it. And that's the only way that you'll be allowed to move it. Because otherwise, again, if you just verbally designate it, you might end up backing out. And the problem with that, Rashi says, is that then when you pick it up on Yom Tov, it's going to be a total shelo letzairich. You're moving it for no reason. It's a problem of muksa, the Maram says. And therefore, you have to actually physically designate it. Well, Beis Hillel savri leigazrinan. Beis Hillel says that they weren't chayshish for such a thing that you'll back out. Avo bebricha rishnia, but once you get to the second bricha already, so there's no reason to assume that you're going to back out. So then divrei hakol ba'aymed va'aymer zevizani naitel sagia. So then everybody agrees, even Beis Shammai, that all you have to do is verbally designate it, and that's enough. Now, we mentioned in the Mishnah that the Nusach, Beis Hillel said, is that you have to be oimed v'oimer zeh v'zani naitel. You have to stand and say, zeh v'zani naitel. It sounds like you have to designate a specific bird. Ask the Gemara, Beis Hillel, lamalei lemeimar zeh v'zani naitel. Why do you have to designate a specific bird? Lema mikanani naitel lemachar. Just point to the shayivach, or point to a certain section of windows, and say, I'm going to eat one of those birds over there. And then Yantif will come, and you'll choose a bird, and it'll be using Breira, we'll say retroactively that that's the bird you always had in mind. Why not just use Breira and be a little bit more vague? Maybe you'll tell me that Beis Hillel doesn't hold of Breira, but it's not true. But now we have a Mishnah, the Mishnah in Tyrus, and the Mishnah in Eilis. The Mishnah says, "Hameis bebayis v'lay psachim harbe." You have a mace in a room. So a mace in a room is matam anything in the room. Not only that, the doorway that the mace is gonna leave the room from, that, well, he's not gonna leave by himself, obviously, the doorway that you're gonna move, take the mace out of the room from, so that doorway is also tame. That's the lach of slave to melatzes. Says the Mishnah, let's say you have a lot of doors in that room. Hameis bebayis v'lay psachim harbe. So kulan tameim, all the doorways are tame. Even though you're only going to end up taking the mace out of one doorway, being that all things are even, so all the doorways are tame. Niftach echen mehen, hu tame v'kulan tahira. Unless you open up one door, and then only that doorway is tame, and the other ones are tar. Chishev light siyay be'echa man. Let's say you just have a machshava to take it out through one of the doorways. Ay bechaloin sheish by arba al arba. Or through a window that's 4x4 tfachim, which is the shear of a pesach. So then also the machshava is matzelas al kol apsachim. That's also enough. That type of designation, it doesn't have to be a physical designation. It could be a machshava. That's also a good enough of a designation. However, beshame aimrem, vehu shechishev light siyo achel yamas hameis. It has to be that you had that machshava before the mace died. No, it could even be afterwards, and seemingly Beis Hillel is saying that you could think about this afterwards, after the person dies, you could say, oh, that's going to be the door, or think that that's going to be the door you're going to take him out, and then retroactively, the other doorways are tar. So you see that Beis Hillel holds a breira. Says the Gemara, no, it's no raya. Hayit maralo amar rabo l'tayar sapsachim ikanu lahaba. Mesil didn't mean to say that by thinking afterwards, so now that will make it that retroactively the other doors are tar. And he just meant that from now and onwards those other doorways will be tar. Now if a person takes a kli and he puts it into that doorway, or if the person himself goes into that doorway, he won't become tame, because now, from now and onwards, the other doorways are tar. But if he was there 2 minutes ago, before you had this thought, then he would be tame. Mesil does not hold the breira. It only works mikanu lahaba. B'chein amr ba'ishia l'tayras apsachim mikanu lahaba. Mikanu lahaba in l'mafrei alai. It only works from here and on. It does not work retroactively. Beis Hillel doesn't hold the breira, and that's why in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel said that you have to say zev is ani naitel. You have to be specific, because you cannot use breira. Rava amar. Rava says, lo'ilo l'mafreya. Then now I could tell you that the other doorways become tar, even l'mafreya. Beis Hillel holds of breira. V'hacha hainu taima. By the birds, the reason why you have to say zev v'zani naitel is because of the following, is because dilma metalto v'shavik, v'ka metalto midi d'loi chazile. If you're vague, and you rely on breira, and you just say mikanani naitel, so then the next day on Yontif, you're gonna go, and you're gonna take one of the birds, and you're gonna say, oh, this is not really the type of bird I wanted, I want something a little bit fattier, and you're gonna put it back down. So it's gonna come out, you were metalto shlo letzarech, which is really the exact same chashash that Beishameh had. But just Beishameh said that in order to get rid of this chashash, you have to physically designate a bird. In order to get rid of the chashash of total shlo letzarech, you have to physically designate the bird, and that's because Beishameh was concerned that maybe you're going to emotionally back out. Beis Hillel has a chashash that you may not just notice the quality of the bird, and therefore you don't have to physically designate it, but you have to designate verbally, you have to designate a specific bird. Says the Gemara, what does it help to designate a specific bird if you're not looking at it? Beis Hillel said you could stand and you could just say. It doesn't sound like you have to be looking at the bird and checking it out to seeing if it's your standard, if it's up to your standards. It sounds like you could be standing far away and you could say, oh, that window that's up there, I'm going to use that bird. If you're going to tell me that the chashash is that maybe you're going to get there and you're going to say, oh, this is not the type of bird I really wanted, it's not up to my standards, and you're going to put it back down, it'll be total shol etzarech, so why does being aymid va'aymer zavaza ani naitel help? You're not looking at it, you're not checking it out to see if it fits your standard. So says the Gemara, hani mili me'erv yamtif. Because still, if you say erv yamtif, that's going to be the bird I'm taking, so then you're basically saying that no matter what that bird is, if you don't check it out, so you're saying, that's the bird I'm taking no matter what. And therefore there's no chashash, you're going to put it back down. Of a b'yamtif aser, but on yamtif, to rely on breira and to physically take one and designate one on yamtif, that's going to be a problem, because like we said before, the zimnin d'mishtak cheshmeinim chushim shmeinim. Maybe you're going to see that the bird isn't the way you thought it was, and you're become a taltal me didloy chazile, you're going to end up putting it down, and it was tilto shol etzarech. Inami, or another chashash, is that you're going to see it's not the type of bird that you wanted, and zimnin demishtak chekuluk chushim, you're going to see that none of the birds in that area are the ones that you really are up to your standards. Vishaviklu vaasilem nuye misim chasyamtif. You're going to put them all back down, and you're just pasha not going to have any chicken to have for your yantasudas. You're not going to be makayim simchasyamtif. So So that's why Beis Hillel said, you have to say, even though Beis Hillel holds a Breira, and technically it would work in terms of Hilchos Muksa, it would work to say Mikana Ninaito, and to then designate one on Yom Tov, Beis Hillel still says you have to be specific and say, Vizeh Vizeh Ninaito, in order so that you, that when you come on Yom Tov to take it, you're gonna take it no matter what, there won't be a problem of Tultu Shalol Tzarech, and there won't be a problem of refraining from Simchas Yom Tov.